AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Easter Sunday at the Vatican. Pope Francis celebrated Mass in the rain outside St. Peter's Basilica. During his Easter message later, he prayed for victims of violence.
I think, in particular, of the young people who were killed last Thursday at Garissa University College in Kenya.
The Interior Ministry in Kenya says one of the gunmen involved in that attack was the son of a Kenyan government official. It's a tense Easter Sunday for Christians in Kenya. Bishop Joseph Alessandro says there was no reason for the attack.
They were not Muslims. That was the only reason. So we feel very sad and very troubled. Yes, I can confess that these last two nights I couldn't sleep. Not because of fear, but because of sadness.
Tighter security was in place at a Catholic church in Garissa. Police in Britain say a teenage boy and girl have been arrested on suspicion of preparing acts of terrorism as part of an ongoing investigation. Anyone who picked Duke and Wisconsin in their brackets to play for the men's college basketball championship are smiling brightly this morning. Wisconsin upset the overall number one seed, previously undefeated Kentucky, 71-64. This was no surprise to the Badgers' Sam Decker.
We're not surprised that we're in this situation. This is something we've been talking about since day one this season. And, look where we are now, but we got more work to do.
Duke easily beat Michigan State 81-61, but Coach Mike Krzyzewski says the Blue Devils struggled at first.
Our kids, for the next 36 minutes, they played lights-out basketball.
Duke and Wisconsin play tomorrow night in Indianapolis. Kentucky guard Andrew Harrison is apologizing for muttering an obscenity and a racial slur at Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky during the postgame news conference. It was picked up by a live microphone. This is AP Radio News. Canada has closed a border crossing between Stewart, British Columbia, and Hyder, Alaska during overnight hours. The mayor of Stewart, Galina Durant, says she's worried because the area around the border crossing has a high level of seismic activity.
Let's see, when it's tsunami cities and earthquake cities, and every second this counts.
Border officials say people will still have access to emergency medical care. Police, people in Kentucky have more than basketball to think about this weekend. For many, Easter will be spent cleaning up from severe flooding. This man in Louisville went through this about a year ago.
The last time it took about 6 to 8 months to get us back in. We were in an extended stay hotel for a while, so it was really hassle.
He spoke to WHAS-TV. Louisville got more than 6 inches of rain from the storm. Near Lexington, the body of a woman was found whose car was swept away by rushing water. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.